Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley. Dive into the mind of former NFL quarterback Clint Sterner.
I like a good time. I like to have a party.
I know you do.
It's Dirty's Daily.
Oh, you're talking about good times and partying now. East River 9, lots of smiles on the faces out here. I'm sure everybody likes this view. This nice breeze coming through here, playing golf. The drinks are solid in there. The food is solid. And the crowd's picking up. So come on out. Hang out with us. I've already given away one two-person round of golf here at East River 9. I've already given away two $25 gift cards as well. We've got another
party.
That's right, Dusty. Damn it. We party. We got another round of golf here at East River 9 for two that we're going to give away. And we've got a four-pack of tickets, club seat tickets for this week's game, Texans versus the Bills. If you're in the building and you hadn't put your name in the raffle box, all we need is your name. We don't need any personal information. We just need your name. I'm trying to give you some damn tickets, and I'm trying to give you a round of golf, and you've already missed out on the $25 Academy Sports and Outdoors gift card.
Wow,
if you're in the building, that's right. If you're in the building as well, there are QR codes. Where are the QR codes at for the Ultimate Tailgate? There they are right there. There's QR codes right up here, and there's a big banner inside. Scan the QR code and register for the Academy Sports and Outdoors Ultimate Tailgate Prize Pack. What that is a $1,000 gift card to Academy Sports and Outdoors, and it's two suite tickets in our suite, the second largest suite at NRG Stadium. The only way you get in a bigger, better suite is if you know Cal McNair and Hannah McNair, and if so, you probably ain't signing up for our tickets. So you need this is two tickets in our suite for the Christmas Day game, Baltimore Ravens, Houston Texans. It's going to be another measuring stick game for the Houston Texans. Hell, who knows? They mess around and kick the ass of the Bills this weekend. It may be one of them games that, hey, this is for the top team in the AFC potentially. Top team with the Chiefs. I don't get too carried away with the Chiefs. But who knows what that game's going to be for. It's going to be a hell of a football game either way you slice it. All right, let's get to this, Luke, because this right here got my blood boiling a little bit earlier, man. Bobby Slowick is – I love Bobby Slowick. I think Bobby Slowick is a really good offensive coordinator. I think he's a great offensive coordinator. I think he's been really good and what he's done, you can't turn your nose up at with C.J. Stroud. Now, he speaks every Thursday, and every Thursday he says something that turns me on a bit. Every Thursday he says something. I call it a football horny clip of the day. He puts it out there now. Yes, and I'm going to be honest with you. I got to give Landry Locker a quick shout out. I mean, he asked the question. It was a very, very, very good question. And Bobby Slowick, while it's the football horny clip of the day because he spit some fire, it had me good and pissed off. So let's get this thing started. At the end of the day, the Texans and Bobby Slowick's run game is an absolute joke. Let's quit soft-shoeing this thing and talking about, oh, it just needs time and it's this and that. No, the run game is an absolute joke at this point. And it sounds like Bobby's doing everything but saying that, to be completely honest with you. Here's Bobby Slowick when he was asked about his run game being close for the last year and a half.
You know, the run game is one where everybody has to be tied together. You know, I think we keep referencing how close we are as far as like the conviction in what we're doing. And that's showing up on tape, regardless of what we're going against. We had it the first week against Indianapolis, and then what happens usually is you start going against different schemes, and it plays out very different, and then it kind of weighs you down for a while, and it's taken longer than we all would have wanted to get back to what we want to do across the board. And then once that's rolling, which it's starting to get there, and then everybody's seeing it the same way. You know, the back seeing the same spot that he has to hit, the O-line really seeing the same crease that we want to get to, and that takes time. You know, we're running out of time, but we got to get to a point where everybody's seeing it the same way pretty fast, and that's what we mean when we say close. It's showing up more now than it has in the last couple of weeks.
Dang it, Bobby, that's exactly what we don't want.
No, it's not, Bobby. It's not. I mean, I love the explanation. I appreciate the depth we've talked. It's not showing up more. It's not. It's not showing up more. Now, another part of the audio that I love about what Bobby said was he said we're running out of time. That right there told you all you needed to hear is I mean, there's some pressure on Bobby to get this damn run game right. And I'm going to be honest with you. Last night, the Thursday night football game, we talked about this a little bit earlier, Luke.
Mm-hmm.
The Thursday night football game really highlighted something for me and really got my blood boiling, right? This silly stuff we keep hearing, there's two things in the NFL right now that we're hearing over and over and over again, and the coaches that we cover, along with all the coaches around the league, keep repeating it, right? So all we keep seeing is shell coverage. All we keep seeing is two safeties on the roof. Okay, that's fine. Run the football, man. I mean, that's more of a reason to be able to run the football. If you're going to be physical up front, find somebody that is going to be physical, or damn it, quit trying to run the football and throw it all over the park. Whatever you need to do. I'm just the sad song and dance about we're close and we're getting better and everybody's got to see it together. No, it doesn't. The great run attacks, they have one thing in common. They've got maulers up front. They got guys that love being physical up front. They got guys that have pride in running the football up front. They got guys that if for a year and a half, you were not a good running football team, and it was the negative conversation, the bad part about your team, they would take it personal and they'd go make it happen. This whole thought of like the inability of a guy to run the ball, and around the city, around the last year and a half, Luke, we've been talking about well, Damian Pierce is this style of running back, and Cam Akers is this style of running back, and Joe Mixon. I mean, I'm just exhausted with it, Luke. I'm absolutely exhausted with it. When it's all said and done, this thing is about Bobby Slowick and about this offensive line. I'm going to highlight this real quick, Luke. I know I'm getting good and pissed off and I'm getting long-winded here, but last night I hear a commentator. This is how I know it's out of control. Last night I hear one of the commentators calling the game say, Bijan Robinson is still working on learning how to run this outside zone scheme. What the hell are we talking about? Bijan Robinson had 5-plus yards per carry last night. Same system that it's a Zach Robinson came out of McVay's system. Same system we're running here in Houston. You look on the other side of the ball, Tampa Bay running backs, by the way, their offensive coordinator, Liam Cohen, came out of McVay's system. Same system. Their group as a whole, 6-plus yards per carry. I mean, like, we got to quit talking about this like so-and-so doesn't fit the system or it's close, it's coming. Hey, man, Bobby Slowick, the pressure's on your ass to generate a run game. And D'Amico and Bobby, the pressure's on you. If this offensive line is not going to be physical enough to run the football, especially this week against the Buffalo Bills, a contender, then you've got to learn to throw the football more. You've got to get away. Quit trying to run the outside zone. You don't have the guys to do it. Dalton Schultz and Brevin Jordan. I know Brevin's hurt. They did well against the Indianapolis Colts. Game in, game out, those guys aren't going to get the edge the way that you did against the Indianapolis Colts. It's just we're all grasping at straws of why the Texans can't get this run game going. And in reality, let's just call a spade a spade. Bobby's doing a terrible job of whatever it is these guys do best, or getting away from running it, trying to establish the run early. And this offensive line just simply does not. There's not a physical approach to this crew.
Yeah, you know, I think it's interesting that obviously he comes from Kyle Shanahan, and so the expectation is that, well, the ground game, the rushing attack is going to be the same thing as what we've seen in San Francisco with Kyle all these years, even going back to Mike in Denver all those years ago. But it's almost like back in the day with the VHS, and the more times you tried to use that VHS to make a copy, or even a printer, a copy of a copy, right? The quality continues to get worse and worse the further you move away. When you try to copy a copy. And so it's somewhat similar in this sense that just because he comes from the Shanahan tree, I guess the expectation shouldn't be the same. But you weren't long-winded because you were fiery and bringing something to the table. So I just want to turn it back to you. If you're Slowik, what's the first thing you're doing differently, let's say starting Sunday, to either get that ground game going or just to improve the offense, even with a struggling rushing attack right now?
I mean, look, for me, it's very easy. I talked about this earlier in the week, man. I mean, he's wasting downs with condensed formations. Like, he's inviting people to the box, close to the line of scrimmage, thinking that Laramie Tunsil and company are going to go move those guys out of the way, thinking that they're going to be having a better time communicating. They're not those kind of guys. He's wasting downs with all these silly personnels. Right, I think this is a team that, because you're so explosive with your guys, now that Tank Dell's healthy, you got three guys, including Dalton Schultz, you got four guys you can spread across there and dare teams to either give you holes in zones or to play man. You dare them to do that. And if they want to expand and play soft and do this whole two-shell thing that everybody keeps talking about, then now you've got your offensive linemen can identify exactly. There's no guessing. There's no eight guys up there moving around. You know exactly who you have, and now I can go get that guy. Even if you're more of a finesse player, now I can body position myself easier because I know exactly who I got. The box is light. Thank you, Nico Collins and Tank Dell and Diggs and Dalton Schultz. Thank you for making that light box. Thank you, C.J. Stroud. Now all I got to do is essentially shield guys. So now I'm playing to my strength, which is actually not wanting to be physical, right? Mm-hmm. Now I'm giving my guys a chance to run the football by formation, not just 10 snaps in the game. I'm going to do it 70% of the time. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to create lanes. I'm going to create space. I'm going to create clear pictures for my offensive line to know who they get, communicate it, and go get them. First and foremost, I think that's it. And the condensing formations, the heavy for the, like, there should never be with this roster, there should never be a snap. There should never be a snap with J.J. Taylor, British Brooks, what's his name, Big Boy, the Fisher, the tackle in as a tight end, and Dalton Schultz. Those, and I think Mechie was the other guy. Like, there should you're wasting downs, and every single one of them are important when you're playing teams like Buffalo. So to me, that's where, like, we got to quit with the experimenting stuff. Mm-hmm. We got to quit with the we think we're a power run. And I don't mean power concept. I mean we're gonna condense everything, load it up, and then our guys are just gonna move mass. Like, that's just not going to happen, Luke. It didn't happen last year, and we thought, oh, well, it's Damian Pierce. Put him on the bench. No, really, you put Damian on the bench because you needed to put a running back in there that if somebody, which happened a lot of times, if somebody penetrated, then all of a sudden this guy had a chance to make somebody miss and make something out of nothing. That's who Devin Singletary was, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, that's ultimately where you landed last year, and that's where you're headed this year if you keep trying to force the issue.
Yeah, one of my pet peeves, and I heard you say that the other day, and I really liked the thought, but one of my pet peeves always is in line with what you said about tight formations running the football, even close to the goal line. I've always preferred spreading out a defense because, to me, it was always taught to me that the more guys you put in the box, obviously the more you're responsible for, and then the more that could go wrong. Where it's almost like, I used this analogy earlier this week on another show, but so many people gamble and they try to do these same game parlays, and when you stack up seven props together, the chances of one of them losing, right, one thing going wrong is greater instead of just putting three together. So same idea. When you bring, say, eight guys in the box and you have to be able to block, you have to go 8 for 8 matching up with those guys in your blocking, and if anyone screws up, that blows up the play, whereas opposed to if you're more spread out, fewer guys have to account for it. Absolutely. Now maybe you only go 5 for 5 and you have a successful play. So I always like that thought process.
It's when you, there's so many reasons, Luke, for the Texans to go there. Their personnel, right? The running back, like I don't give a damn. I've just never back that, and I'm so sick and tired last year of hearing how Dameon Pierce doesn't fit a certain system.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Ron Hughley made the point multiple times, but it's just like beating a dead horse, right? It's like, if Bobby Slowick's as good as we think he is, then damn, Bobby Slowick's got to adjust this and get something going. I'm gonna tell you this. We talked about it a little bit earlier. I think there's a real chance that our three interior offensive linemen are better downhill, G-scheme, pin-and-pull, mass-moving type of offensive linemen. You're asking Kenyon Green, Shaq Mason to get wide and almost float wide and get lateral instead of, that's my guy, let me lean on him, and driving. One thing that was so impressive week one against the Colts, was that those guys were absolutely moving mass up front, right? And look, I understand that the outside zone was a good call against the Colts, but when it's all said and done, I'd like to see them get downhill a lot quicker. I think that's an answer as well.
Yeah, and I think it's easier. I mean, we talked about this earlier, and as you said, it starts with the offensive line. It doesn't matter the running back, and that is a much easier thing. It's why, and again, this might be another ridiculous analogy or comparison, but I mean, you look at teams, say, like in college that run the triple option because they just don't have the linemen to match up, but it's so much easier to just move forward and push on people and lean on them. And I guess it's somewhat similar that if your offensive line is ever a weakness, let's say, right, it's easier to get them just leaning on guys and moving forward. We talked about crazy stats last hour, and one in regards to the Texans in the ground game is that on third downs and fourth downs, they average 10 yards to go per third and fourth down, which is by far the worst in the league. And essentially what that means is you're gaining no yards on those first and second downs, and then you come up with a third and long. And that's because the running game hasn't been successful enough in early downs, and then obviously penalties too, but it speaks to just how unsuccessful the ground game has been, and then it makes it so much harder on Stroud or this offense where every time it's third and long, okay, CJ, go make a play and pick up 8 yards.
Yeah, well, look, I mean, it don't matter how talented you are, how many win-now moves you make in the offseason, if they're leading the league in penalties, you're not going to win football games doing that. You're just not built to win football games doing that, and hell, to be honest with you, nobody is. All right, that's Luke Morrow. He's in for Ron Hughley. You are listening to Sports Radio 610 Houston's sports leader. And I'll tell you what we're going to do next. We talked a little earlier about a matchup on the defensive side of the football that is going to be critical in this week's game versus the Bills. I've got one more on the defensive side of the football. I want to see what Luke thinks about. 713-572-4610. Go ahead and text in YouTube, Twitch. Feel free. Shoot. Let me know what you think about this matchup. I think it's literally going to make it's going to win or lose the game on Sunday on the defensive side of the football. We'll talk about that next right here on Sports Radio 610.
It's a Football Friday on Sports Radio 610. Live from East River 9, here's The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
That's right. We're out here at East River 9. It is a beautiful Friday for it. We got a nice little breeze coming through here. Got a little crowd gathering. The place is phenomenal, y'all. The food is great. The drinks are great. The weather's tremendous. If you want to swing the sticks, they got a lighted 9-hole par 3 golf course out here that, again, has the best view of the city around the city. I had no idea that you had that view out here until I pulled up on it. So come on out, hang out. We are giving away a 4-pack of Texans tickets in the 5 o'clock hour. We're giving away a 4-pack of Texans tickets in the 5 o'clock hour. It is they are club seats. All four seats are together, as well as we've got one more round of golf here at East River 9 for two, which I mean, I'm told that's a roughly $80-$90 value right there. So that's a nice little win. You want to enter your name in the raffle? It's right here. You got to be here. You got it. When we pull, you got to be here. You got to be around. So don't get in your car and run off. Now, if we pull your name and you run off, I might make fun of you on air because you missed out on a 4-pack of tickets or a 2-pack, a round of golf for two here. But come on out, hang out with us. Big shout out to Academy Sports and Outdoors as well. Their ultimate tailgate package prize pack is there's QR codes around the building. Make sure you scan those QR codes. Make sure you register. You can't win that today, but you can register to win a $1,000 gift card for Academy Sports and Outdoors, as well as two seats in our suite, which is the second largest suite at NRG Stadium, for the Baltimore Ravens-Texans game on Christmas Day. I don't know if you want to spend Christmas Day with me and Ron Ugly and maybe even Luke here, but that's what's up for grabs with $1,000 to Academy Sports and Outdoors. Now, there's this game this weekend, and it's a big game, and defensively, I think there's a unique challenge for D'Amico Ryans and Matt Burke, the defensive coordinator by title. This is a they're not going to necessarily spread you out and spin it all over the park. They don't have I don't know that they have a receiver on this football team that could start in Houston. I don't know if they have a receiver on this football team that could start, especially playing, because what's my man's name? Khalil Shakir. He's out. So I mean, especially a guy that's playing. I don't know that they've got a guy that's starting for the Buffalo Bills that's going to go somewhere else and be a one or two on their team. So that's just not their M.O. Their M.O. is they're going to punch in the mouth. They're going to run it downhill. They're going to run it with their quarterback. They've put to rest the whole we don't want to risk our quarterback getting hurt early in the season. No, it's their identity. It's how they're going to win games. Is they're going to run downhill with their quarterback, with a great running back, with a stable of running backs, but their starter is really, really good. And they're going to play the tight end game, the slot receiver game, and it's an interesting, unique approach. It's going to be a unique challenge for D'Amico Ryans. Here's Matt Burke talking about just that, about the threat of the Buffalo Bills offense and how unique it is.
Yeah, great players. Great. And, you know, if you think, like, I would say they're sort of triangle of, you know, Shakir in the slot and then the tight end in the back, sort of those inside pieces. They're huge weapons for them. And, you know, they try to get those guys in the matchups that they want. Back's a really good receiver, explosive with the ball in his hands. Tight ends obviously become a huge weapon for them as well. So I think it's just part of their sort of philosophy of working some of the inside part of the field with those guys and trying to get those guys in mismatches. And like I said, part of, like, to me, you know, them getting the ball out of his hands fairly quickly, just it's like, let's get into a good spot and let those guys do some work. So sort of us closing space and challenging those guys and closing for tackles and tracking those things are going to be big because, you know, in some case, you can't take away. Like, they can throw some screens and just get the ball in those guys' hands, and we have to be good on the perimeter and sort of defending that piece for sure.
The part of that, we discussed the D-line aspect of it earlier. The Texans' interior defensive line. We talked about it preseason. I caught a lot of flack about this because, you know, everybody felt good about the interior defensive line. Right now, between the tackles, the Texans are giving up over 5 yards a carry. And that's a problem, right? And we coming into the season, we knew that was going to be a problem, right? They swung and missed on a couple of big fish in free agency, a couple of interior defensive linemen. They end up with about four or five journeyman kind of players that are good players. But again, we're talking Super Bowl caliber run stopping type of players, and they just don't have that interior presence right now. We'll see if D'Amico Autry can fill that role when he gets here. He's a little light for me at that position to fill that role, but we'll see. When you look at the D line problem, they're going to have to fix it by adding more heads to the box, to the line of scrimmage, right? And Matt Burke talked about defending that tight end running game. Slot receiver, triangle, middle of the field. And that's real. I think that's going to be a problem. What that does is that's going to put Derek Stingley and, more importantly, Kamari Lassiter, it's going to put those guys on an island. And whether it's like right away we see it as we're watching the game or if it's post-snap and it's happening and they're trying to defend it, those guys are going to be on an island more times than not in this football game. If not, then Josh Allen's just going to eat and Cook's going to eat all day, right? When it comes down to it, those guys are going to be on an island. And so one of the biggest matchups, other than the interior line versus this Buffalo run game, to me is Stingley and Lassiter versus Keon Coleman, by the way, I left him off the mix. He's a receiver outside that I think he hadn't necessarily shown it yet, right. But he is a guy that I believe can go somewhere and start. I apologize to my man Keon Coleman.
Still has to prove it, though.
He's got
to
prove it.
Defense, yeah.
He's got to prove it. Keon Coleman, Mac Hollins, and Valdez Scantlin. Those are the mm-hmm. three guys. Stingley and Lassiter. What we've been told about Lassiter, now I believe we're there with Stingley, but what we've been told about Lassiter, if they can't put cuffs on Keon Coleman, Mac Hollins, and MVS, then we're gonna have to have a conversation on Monday.
Absolutely.
That matchup, Luke, that matchup right there is gonna be big Sunday as we see if Josh Allen can throw it over the top when D'Amico collapses that defense to stop the run.
For sure. I'm with you. Those are the two things. We talked about running the football on offense, and then this would be the thing on defense that I would say if you can't execute this on Sunday, we need to have some serious conversations because that's where the Bills are weak. They can't stop the run on defense. And then on offense, as we've been discussing throughout this afternoon, and it's been the talking point since Diggs left Buffalo, they just don't have the playmakers on the outside. Their approach is better as a group, you know, than having that one big star on the outside. So the Texans should absolutely be able to shut down these wide receivers, should not get torched by these guys on the outside down the field, which is why I think, with all that said, this is a bit of a tough matchup for the Texans because I think Houston has the better roster. Obviously, they'll be at home. These two teams have the same record, so theoretically on paper, you know, they're about the same. The point spread's 1 point, so Vegas sees these two teams evenly. But for me, the Texans are much better in stopping the pass, or have been, at least statistically, right, this year, than the run, whereas the Bills' strength seems to be the run game. And then on the flip side, Texans have been better on offense throwing the football than running the football, where the Bills' strength is more stopping the pass. So it's kind of the strengths versus weaknesses. Something has to give Sunday, and that's my concern. Houston, absolutely the Texans should be able to lock down those wide receivers. But even if they do a good job there, will they be able to do enough up front to slow down Cook and Josh Allen? That's my concern on that side of the football.
Yeah, man, I'm telling you, it's still an early season, so there's still the jury's still out on a lot of this stuff we're talking about, particularly with the Texans. I don't cover the Bills on a day-to-day basis, so I don't want to speak necessarily to them. But look, to me, the 5 yards of carry between the tackles, I'm not a big stat guy. I'm not a big lean heavily into the box score or lean heavily into advanced stats. I do think it obviously lends itself to telling us that there's a little bit of a problem there. I think the Indianapolis Colts would have, had they stuck to a downhill between the tackle run attack, I think that game would have gone a little bit different. I think Shane Steichen would tell you that he got away from it too quick. And then you look at kind of what's happened of late the last couple of weeks, the secondary is getting exposed, whether it's Eric Murray or it's Lassiter or it's Jalen Petrie. I mean, those guys are getting exposed a little bit, and there's a little bit more of a concern there going into this Buffalo game. So, again, we'll see. All those guys step up and play their best football. The Texans step up and prove that they're a top team in the AFC, or, you know, we see what we saw against Minnesota and you got some major problems and we got some conversations to have. Either way, it's going to be a hell of a game to watch on Sunday, and I'm looking forward to it. I am looking forward to it. We're going to give away a round of golf here. We're going to do that in this break. Just want to remind everybody out there what we're doing here. We're not just doing a radio show. Hell, we're giving some things away, giving it back to the people, whether it's gift cards to Academy or it's rounds of golf here at East River 9 or it's Texans tickets on this Sunday versus the Buffalo Bills. Coming up next, Reginald Atatula of ITL. I'm going to introduce him, folks, right? Reg has been here for a while, so hell, I don't need to introduce him, but let's just turn the drive into a drive with friends, man. Huh? We got Luke. Let's bring Reg in. We're going to do that next here, talk a little Texans Bills with the host driver of In the Loop. I know y'all have all heard of him, heard from him. We'll put a little Reg flavor on the drive today as well. We will do that next right here on Sports Radio 610.
It's a Football Friday on Sports Radio 610. Live from East River 9, here's The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
Yeah, it is. Ron Hughley is out. They done let your boy Dirty grab this old steering wheel one more time now. They got me, hell, it's dangerous. I'm surprised we ain't got in trouble. Boss man hadn't come down on me yet, so I must be doing all right, man. So it's a good time. Come out here to East River 9. We got a good thing going. We got four suite, they're not suite tickets. Let me settle down a little bit. Four club seats to the Texans-Bills game to give away in the 5 o'clock hour. Other than that, we've already given away two $25 gift cards to Academy Sports and Outdoors. We've already given away two different free rounds of golf for two people here at East River 9. Again, it's a nine-hole, lighted par 3 golf course. They've actually got two different tee boxes, so it's really, you can play it as 18 if you'd like. They got pickleball back behind us. They got I got Bago right over here. Got a great bar set up. The weather's tremendous. If you want to just come out and hang out, this is a great spot to do that. In fact, my wife and my little girl's coming out here now. She's going to run all over this place, man. It's going to be great, man. All right, we got Luke Morrow. He is in for Ron Ugly. He's been in all day doing a tremendous job. Great job. It's been fun. And now I want to bring in Reginald Atitula. Let me do it officially. Am I saying
okay.
it right?
Okay, yes,
I saying
it right? You're on it.
Reginald Atitula. I know it's not quite Cajun, Southern Louisiana, but that's where I got the comfort level of just rolling Atitula out there.
You're cooking. Yeah, you're doing a good job. Now, of course, I got to make sure you know it is Nigerian. No, it's Yoruba. Yeah. I just want to make sure that I'm putting on for my people. But I respect the, how you got to the place. I like what you're doing there.
Yeah, that's just why I feel all right about it. You know, I was telling Tyler earlier, man, like, boy, you get me coming from Baytown. I can roll an R.
There you go.
But we know we was at a Randa Sports Bar. I'm having to roll three or four of them together.
Yeah.
Now I get exposed. Now I get exposed. So that's a little bit of a problem. But no, Reg, he drives in the loop.
If that's what you can call driving.
Yeah,
you
know. That's driving.
Okay.
Look here. Right. I'm doing my damnedest to drive this one.
No, you're doing a great job. I've been out here enjoying the hell. I've been finding myself like talking back to you like we on the air, and I'm like, hey, you're not on air right now.
That's beautiful. That's beautiful. No, this is a different animal over here now. I got a ton of respect for what you guys do driving this thing. So, but man, I just wanted you to come on with us, man, and chop up this game. This is a monster game for the Texans. It's a big game around the entire NFL. Isn't it beautiful to be in a spot as a Texans fan here where, you know, not only is your team, like last year was fun winning 10 games, going to the playoffs or whatever, but now your team is in a national, our team is in a national spotlight of, like, you're going to be hard-pressed to find a better, more important, more meaningful game in the NFL this week than the Houston Texans and the Buffalo Bills.
Yeah, you can't do it. I've been calling it the game of the week, right?
Yeah.
And that says a lot about where the Texans are now, is that even you don't have to be on a primetime game in order to be the game of the week. Like, people are still going to have that level of attention just because of what you are doing, what you're capable of doing, I should say, because I think we all still want them to put the full article together. You know what I mean? Like,
absolutely.
They need to do it all the way around.
Hell yeah, they do.
It's encouraging that at least that they've said so much as well in all the various press and media availability.
Reg, how big do you think this game is, Reg? I mean, to me, it's a measuring stick game. I think Luke and I disagree a little bit. I think Brandon Scott disagreed with me yesterday as well. I think this is the biggest game of the D'Amico Ryans era, and I'm including playoff games last year. Now I'm saying that from a standpoint of the expectations. Last year, you're playing with house money, man. I mean, yeah, those games were big, and I get it and all that. They're playoff games versus regular season games. But in terms of going into a game, what does that victory mean to the organization? This is a measuring stick game. This is a validate all the national talk about how good we are, validate all of that in one Sunday afternoon.
Yeah, I think
it's the biggest game.
I think you can make the case for it, and I mentioned this in the loop because I think I heard Mike Florio make this note, and it's something that I looked back and I was like, oh, he's kind of right about it. The Texans in this C.J. Stroud era is the way that I'll describe it, in the D'Amico Ryans era, they haven't won a game that they weren't supposed to win yet. They've won the games that they're supposed to win, probably lost the games that they were supposed to lose, and then, you know, there's a little bit of fudging in the middle there.
Sure.
But this would be one of those a lot closer to, you won a game that you probably weren't supposed to win, especially when you're talking about the likes of Josh Allen, the way that they played early. In fact, if you did not have last week immediately in front of it, we would be talking about this in an entirely different way. And so I'm super excited if they can manage to get this done, which it is not nearly out of the realm of possibility. I think that you could make that case that this is the biggest win that they have in that era. And it would prove a lot of things, especially when you come to the expectation that you're talking about. This would be the fulfillment of that, because in the first 4 weeks, we have not seen the fulfillment of that. We've seen the proof of concept. We've seen C.J. Stroud go out there and play out of his mind and, you know, do all the things that he's supposed to do right. And out, lead the game-winning drive. You've seen the defense be pretty stout in places in spits and spurts. We've seen Nico Collins be, as I like to call him, the boogeyman now. Like, we've seen all of these things, but we haven't seen it all the way together. And if they were able to win against the Buffalo Bills, I think you'd have to see a good amount of that.
So then with that said, on the flip side, and forgive me for skewing negative, if they were to lose this game.
Oh, negative-ass Luke. I can't believe it. Look, you're going to be...
Is that my boy wrong?
Say they lose this.
Is that your boy wrong?
I've already been confused for Tyler out here, so I might as well confuse me for everyone else. If they were to lose this game, right, and you're looking at 3-2, and you're looking at losing to the Vikings, the Bills, the two best teams on the schedule to this point, how much would you take from that game or from the first five games? Or would it just be, hey, Bills are a really good team in the AFC, we're still getting better? If they were to lose, what would be your take if we were to look ahead, you know, on these first five games?
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and sidestep that a little bit, but because it really depends on how.
Yeah.
If you lose close, right? Like, if you it's the process. It's one of the things I've loved about stepping in and being able to cover this Texans team is knowing that this is a team that is governed by process as opposed to results. Results can get you in. You need the results. Don't get me wrong. But results can get you into a bad place. They are focused on process. How are we getting there? So if you manage to lose this game, but you lose it close and you run the ball well and the mistakes aren't there and you just get beat, that's one thing. Mm-hmm. If they get out here and it's the same issues, if they can't run the football against a team that has not been able to stop the run, right. If it's beating yourself, Texans beating the Texans, as D'Amico Ryans put it, then I got real issues because it's no longer just, hey, we're trying to figure it out. You've gone up against two really good opponents and not be able to put it together circumstance. Then we're going to have to recalibrate expectations, as we talked about. Then we start bringing this back to, okay, win the division, figure yourself out, even with the understanding that you've bought in, you've allocated resources in order to be able to compete this year. Then you'd have to talk about recalibrating expectations, and I think that'd be definitely a disappointment.
Reg, I catch some, a little bit of flack, I think, for kind of my belief and my feels about winning it all. You know, I don't like the conversation about the greatness of quarterbacks and just boiling it down to Super Bowl wins.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The Gel Flex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the Gel Flex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, MIDI.com.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I don't like boiling it down to MVPs, obviously, as a regular season. You know, it's such a, like, to me, when you get to the top four, like, literally where you're in the conversation, legit conversation, like, we got proof that you belong there.
Yes, sir.
Of the top four teams in the NFL, NFC Championship, AFC Championship, that's where I want to live. Because you get in that game on paper, and really, over a 17-game season, everybody belongs, anybody could win it all. And now it's about, a lot of the times, it's about being hot at the right time. It's about the ball bouncing your way. It's about strengths versus, it's about matchups. It's about all different things. All I want my team to do, ultimately, is live in that conversation.
Yeah. Yeah, you give yourself a chance to win, yeah. Right? Like, I think you've highlighted one of the things about this, especially in a single elimination tournament, right? Yeah. Like, we all understand the volatility that exists in a single elimination tournament. We see that every March,
yeah.
Right? But if you put yourself in the situation where you always have an opportunity, especially if you are a good team and as good as you believe yourself, eventually, being in that space time and time again, you'll get through. But you need to put yourself into that space, and there's steps to even get yourself in that space.
Hello, Sunday.
And that's where we're at right now,
yeah,
right? Like,
yeah,
that's where absolutely. We're at right now. I need to see you. I've said it. I've called it revving the engine. I need to know that you can go 120.
Yep.
Right now, we've seen that, oh, well, you know, the brakes are good and, you know, the fuel injection are like, but the parts are all there. The parts need to come together and make a car that goes up to speed, you know?
Yeah, it's like a stupid saying that they used to say is you can't knock over a vending machine in one try. You just rock it back and forth till you get
yeah.
there.
Yeah. I haven't heard that one before.
I haven't heard that.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
I mean, you're a thinner fella. You probably stuck your arm in a vending machine or two.
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. No, I was also the designated skinny arm man, as you can tell. Yeah. So I'm with you, Luke.
Yeah.
You
I was have the a youngest kindred spirit. Of three boys. Are you kidding? They made me do their dirty work for them. For this game in particular, Sunday, what's your biggest concern for the Texans to be able to match up with the Bills and obviously ideally get out with a victory?
Hey, man, it's the biggest one that you always look at when they build a game with these quarterbacks. And Josh Allen is a tough one. Literally, he is a tough one. And especially now with the news that we have that you're not going to have Derek Barnett, you're not going to have Jerry Hughes, man, it feels like you just got 100% of the snaps defensively
yeah.
for your edges. And correct me if I'm wrong, they've got a lot on their plate, right? You've got to try and rush the passer, get pressure, but then also bring him down. And he's not an easy one to bring down. You also have to make sure that your rush lanes are secure so that you're not giving him gaps to go and extend plays, because he's been 7-17 for like two touchdowns and 150-some yards in those situations where he gets outside the pocket. So you can't let him do that. But you also can't just let him sit in the pocket and tear you apart, because he has the capability of doing that. And you have to go time and time again without spells. That's the part that I'm most concerned about. Can this defensive line do all of those things
yeah.
consistently? And that feels like a level of greatness if they're able to answer the bell there.
That's Reginald Atatula, the yeah. host of In the Loop.
I like it here on the drive. This
Come
is
on,
good.
Every day. 10-2.
Yeah.
That's Reg right there, man.
All right, I'm going to go swing the clubs
yeah,
now.
Yeah, man, go swing the clubs. Get you a drink. Have you a little grub, man, whatever, because you can do that all right here at East River 9. Come out, hang out with us. We're going to give away some tickets in this 5 o'clock hour now. We're going to give away some tickets in the 5 o'clock hour. You don't want to miss on that one right there. Come on out and join the party. We'll I tell you what, we got 5 o'clock fire next. We got an injury report that we need to catch everybody up on, and a couple more little items that we need to address along the way in that 5 o'clock fire. We'll do that next right here on Sports Radio 610. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/keepandswitch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Left 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.